We're on the telephone with Adam Word. Adam is the director of biomass for POET. And Adam, I wanted to visit with you about a new report out from the USDA and Iowa State University, which appears to validate the sustainability of cellulosic ethanol biomass usage or removal. I know this is a topic that's been discussed quite a bit over the years. You've been doing research onto this for quite a few years. So as far as this new report, did you learn anything new from it?
Well, there's not a whole lot new to report, but that's really the good news to report. You know, over the last 3 to 4 years, the numbers that we get back are continue to be very similar to one another. And so it's proving consistency and validity to the message that we've shared over the last few years that removing a certain amount of residue is sustainable and it has no impacts to the soil in terms of health and yield response. And so for us, we take this as a very big positive as we move forward.
Yeah, and again, you know, some of the criticism, I know just recently a report from the University of Nebraska said that cellulosic biofuels might actually generate more greenhouse gases than gasoline because of the removal there. But this report would seem to, I guess, go against that.
Yeah, and a lot that came out from that report from the University of Nebraska was talking about removal rates that were very, very high, that none of us in the industry are actually removing those type of rates on all those acres. And so when we bring it back to what's actually happening on the ground with specifically to us growers in Iowa, you know, taking 20 to 25% of the residue and making sure we're doing it on high productivity fields that have very minimal slopes, again, we're not seeing negative impacts. We're actually seeing the inverse. We're seeing yield increases because of that, and we're able to start seeing some tillage reductions from our growers. So we're able to actually start seeing farming practices change for the better because of this.
Yeah, and you've actually had growers harvesting Stover now for what, 2-3 years?
We've had growers that have been in the program for 4 years already that have been doing it on the same acre, and they continue to tell us that they're not seeing a negative impact. And in many cases, we're hearing about very positive stories coming back.
Okay, so give us, if you could, an update on the process here. Now, you're kind of finalizing or finishing construction on the plant there in Emmitsburg?
Yep, the Project Liberty construction is nearly complete. We've started some unit operation testing and validation runs, and hope to be up and fully operational here in the next few months. So exciting times as we're beginning to start up Liberty today.
And as far as the biomass collection, Stover collection process, is that something you continue to refine as far as the equipment and that type of thing, or do you have it pretty well figured out?
Well, we're very comfortable today with our easy bale approach. That's what we've worked with over the course of the last 4 years. But just like any other process and what we like to do at POET, we're always looking for the next opportunity that either gives us more flexibility or creates risk mitigation or what you may have it. But we're continuing to look at different pieces of equipment, different techniques, and try to continue to optimize the process as we know it today.
Okay, so this report, as we said, kind of verifies a lot of the work that you've been doing over the years. Is that your conclusion here?
Yeah, again, I think it supports what many different organizations have been doing in terms of research. And again, if done right and done at removing the right levels, this is a very positive step forward for production agriculture today. Again, we got to be mindful that we can't take too much residue, and we need to understand our fields and how we manage them, but this can be done in a very sustainable way that's actually very productive to that piece of ground.